This is the number one reason your podcast is invisible.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Tig O'Shea.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll discover why consistently promoting on social media or booking big guests rarely results in growth, and how this approach can keep you stuck.
How data-driven podcast SEO helps your show rank on page one of Apple and Spotify, positioning you where real listeners are already searching.
And the dramatic transformation that can happen when you make discoverability in podcast SEO the heart of your strategy. Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster.
So look, 4 years ago, me and Tig started a consulting podcast. This would have been a year after I dropped out of uni to go all in on our publishing business. The truth was, we still had so much to figure out when it comes to growing, marketing, and monetizing a podcast. One of those things at the time was, why did so many podcasts struggle to grow? And the other was understanding what people thought they needed in order to actually grow a show.
So our mentor at the time encouraged us to interview as many podcasters as possible for deep market research to get a better understanding of our audience and customers and save us a bunch of time in the long run with trial and error, as we'd be able to really understand exactly what podcasters need and how we can position ourselves. So we thought, all right, we'll speak to 100 podcasters, which was a huge undertaking for us at the time. We weren't even really doing Zoom calls regularly at that point, you know, completely different stage of our life. It took us 30 days, but we did it. It was a pretty hefty 30 days, but we spoke to 50 people each. And God, if AI was around then, the understanding of it would have been way easier. We were like watching back the calls, manually writing out notes, like manually transcribing the thing. Imagine if we'd just done it a year later, ChatGPT would have been there. But hey, that's the beauty of it. And it's all, you know, it's all completely confidential as well in that sense. Anyway, the outcome was fascinating.
Now look, the most common strategy that were involved that people mentioned they used consistently were landing high profile guests and promoting constantly on social media. But what was interesting was when we asked them, hey, do you know if this is working? Like, is this actually helping you grow? People didn't really know. The answer was basically like, not really, like the show hasn't been growing. So what does this mean? Well, it means that everyone was doing these strategies, landing high profile guests or promoting on social media, copying what everyone else does, but they didn't actually have proof that it was working for them.
Yeah, and this would show up in ways, for example, if landing big guests was working, people might say, yeah, I try and get the guests to promote. It's nice if they do, they don't always. But still, they don't actually know if it's helping them grow their show. But all they know is sometimes the guest share, sometimes it doesn't. Or the same with social media. Yeah, you know, it's like I had a post the other day that got a few likes. Or, you know, I've had someone say like they like the look of my podcast on social media. That's about as specific as the answers would get. But there was never certainty around how that's actually impacting the podcast growth. Meaning that, like you just said, Anthony, everyone is promoting because everyone is promoting. So everyone thinks that they have to promote. But no one is really using proven systems to grow shows.
Now, what does that mean and what's this costing you? Well, firstly, most podcasters, and you might actually spend years pouring your energy into content that really doesn't pick up the traction it deserves.
Which means you lose potential clients and potential super fans of your podcast.
You stop believing in your podcast as a whole and start questioning whether or not it's even worth it to continue.
And slowly your motivation dries up, not because you're not capable, but because you're invisible.
And I think the thing to note here, Tig, is like, it's pretty hard to keep showing up as your best self to record when you feel like you're putting all this time, effort and energy into a show that isn't picking up traction.
Now, the good news is, it's totally fixable because discoverability is not luck, and growing a podcast can actually be relatively easy once you understand how listeners find podcasts.
When you shift your focus from chasing listeners to getting your podcast found by the right listeners, everything changes. Again, it's subtle, but it's so, so, so impactful. And the way to do this is by understanding that, hey, new listeners discover podcasts by just searching organically on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. These are the two main platforms new listeners go to discover new shows. The question is, how do you get your show found on these platforms? How do you know which keywords to rank for?
If you know me and Anthony, you know what we're going to say. And if you don't, 1, 2, 3.
Podcast SEO.
The way you actually feature your show on the first pages of Apple and Spotify so that listeners actually see it when they're looking for a show is through podcast SEO. It's the data-driven process of optimizing your show to rank highly on Apple and Spotify. Now, there's a few different parts to it. So there's discoverability, there's clickability, and there's user engagement. Those are the three steps within podcast SEO ranking on page one of Apple and Spotify. So Anthony, talk to us about discoverability.
Discoverability is simply pinpointing the keywords your audience would use to find a podcast like yours. Very simple. Just ask yourself, what keywords my audience type in to discover my podcast?
Keywords?
Search terms. So keyword is a search term. What would someone type in to find a podcast like mine?
So in our case, maybe you listening right now typed in podcasting into Apple Podcasts, or how to grow a podcast, or podcast growth, and maybe our show came up, right? So that is the discoverability part. It's making sure that you think about what those terms might be for you. Obviously, we just shared what ours would be, and then actually have them in your podcast. So those words, those phrases that we just mentioned, they're all in the name of our podcast, the subtitle, the description, the episode titles. You can see this right now if you're looking. And that's just the first step.
Hey, would you like to grow beyond 5 to 10,000 monthly downloads and start generating sales from your show in the next 3 to 6 months without relying on social media, high-profile guests, or word of mouth? If so, I'd love to encourage you to go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, and book your free 30-minute strategy session with our team. We'd love the opportunity to help you grow and monetize your podcast way faster. With that being said, let's get back to the episode. The second step is, great, we now know which keywords to rank for, but that doesn't just grow your audience. It just means you're going to rank for the right terms. What's going to help you grow is by being able to be visible when someone finds your podcast. Meaning, if someone searches in how to grow a podcast, there might be 12 other shows on the first page. How do we make sure that your show is being clicked on over the competition? And that's visibility. Making your show attractive and presenting your show in a way that helps it stand out from the competition, ensuring you get picked over everyone else.
And the two most practical parts to this involve having a 10 out of 10 cover and a irresistible, juicy, super intriguing name for your podcast. Most people think they have this, but if you actually compare it to the other shows on the page, you'll see that it might not be as good as you think.
That's if you're ranking for any keywords in the first place.
Exactly, which is how these two steps fit together. So look, you've got the keywords, you've got the right words in your podcast. You've got the cover and the title to actually stop people scrolling and make them click when they see you. Now, what's the last part?
The last part is user engagement. Look, here's the thing. Apple and Spotify, they're not going to get duped by two young British guys helping clients just add keywords to their shows, make their cover attractive. They're not going to get duped then blowing up and getting this show tons of exposure. For Apple and Spotify, their goal is to keep users on their platform. And what they use as a metric of what good content is, again, they want to share good content. What they look at is the engagement rate of your episodes, meaning the completion rate, the retention time of your episodes. On average, how much of your episodes does the average listener consume? We want that number to be around 80%. That sends a very positive signal to Apple and Spotify, letting them know your show is good and worth recommending. If it's below that, think about like why would they share your content, recommend it more, boost up the rankings if you're not keeping people on their platform.
Yeah, and that last part really illustrates how this isn't just like hacks that you can use to game the system or anything like that. You need to work with the system, and the system fundamentally will reward people for having a podcast that keeps listeners engaged and keeps people on the platform. You can't skip that part, and that's where good content is obviously a prerequisite of having this work. We had a client who was struggling to grow after 2 years, who was stuck at around 500 downloads a month for that pretty much that whole period, And 8 months later, they are getting 12,000 downloads a month because of podcast SEO, let alone closing deals and signing up new clients to their own coaching program using our sales system, with podcast SEO as a way to actually find these listeners and potential clients.
Now look, here's why you need podcast SEO as part of your core growth strategy. Number one, when you have the system in place, you can stop wasting time.
You can stop feeling invisible.
You can stop wondering whether or not you should quit.
You can stop chasing listeners who don't know or care about your show.
You can stop feeling embarrassed about your monthly downloads.
You can stop second-guessing yourself and getting bogged down in the wrong details.
You can stop playing this game on autopilot and being okay with just having a mediocre slash status quo kind of show. The issue is that most podcasts stay invisible for years because they're not ranking for the right keywords. They're not even aware that podcast SEO is a thing. The issue is most podcasters promote content on social media, try to target high-profile guests, but they have zero proof that that actually helps them grow, even though that's been the main strategy from the very start of their shows, which is a problem. If you've been repeating the same actions for over 6 months and the results haven't improved significantly, that's a sign and a signal that is a problem with the growth strategy. It's not working and it should change. Podcast SEO is such a simple and powerful solution to that problem. But the issue is, for most podcasters, they don't really know which keywords to rank for. You might still feel stuck in terms of, okay, great, but am I currently ranking for any keywords? Maybe you know these are important, but you don't know which keywords you should rank for. Or maybe you don't know how to get on page one or what specific change you should make to your specific show. Essentially, you don't really have a process to help you understand what is the current state of your show in regards to where you're ranking on Apple and Spotify. And that's exactly why we created a free podcast SEO audit, where we show you what keywords you're currently ranking for. We show you the search volume of those keywords. We suggest future keywords you should rank for faster growth. And we pinpoint blind spots currently holding you back from faster podcast growth and monetization. Because sometimes all you need is outside perspective to spot for you what's currently not working. So look, if you've been stuck with a podcast that no one seems to be finding, if you feel like you're invisible and frustrated that your podcast seems to have plateaued, but you know your content is worth hearing and you know you want more consistent growth, that is exactly why I created this free podcast SEO audit. So if that sounds interesting to you, go to the show notes and click the first link that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/SEO audit. Enter your details and we'll send you your free podcast SEO audit as soon as possible. With that being said, we'll catch you on the next episode.